T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, our Capital One Orange Bowl media tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill continues, and we are pleased to have with us now the commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlsby. Commissioner, I have to say, first off, hats off to you. Last year, I thought you were one of the most instrumental forces in getting us to have a college football season a year ago. So, number one, thank you. And number two, I think a real salute to everybody that got us through the college football season a year ago.
Well, thanks for your kind comments. It was a collaboration. There were a lot of people with hands on the oars, but it was, you know, for most of us, I think, in our society and certainly in the sports environment, it was something we'd never been through before. So there was a lot to be learned. Some of it I hope I never have to use again, but it was, you know, we got a lot more games played than I thought we might at this time last year.
Do you feel like, I know we've got, you know, a variant out there. We do have ways to get around that, but how do you feel about the college football season this year?
Well, I'm bullish on it. Of course, I'm always an optimist. I'd like to see everybody get vaccinated so that we don't have to do any testing with our student athletes and coaches during the course of the fall. It would that would be the best outcome we could get. But we're prepared if there are those that haven't been vaccinated that we can put in place a testing program. And you know, I think it's a little early to know if we will have player thresholds in terms of numbers that we need to play games, or whether or not we'll have forfeits or no contests, or how that'll all fit together. But, you know, I think if we learned anything last year, it's that we have to be patient and that we don't want to try and force decisions too early, because you you quickly find that you have to revise your plan.
Yeah, it's a interesting situation. We had that did arise at the College World Series, where a team really lost a chance at the national championship. And it's interesting, and we say it's an individual decision, except we're in a team sport.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't presume to know all the details of the NC State baseball situation, but I know the Texas team that we sent to the College World Series was fully vaccinated, and you know, they played till the semifinals and didn't have any problems in the same environment. But you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but I know some of the kids were vaccinated and contracted Delta, and there were some that weren't vaccinated and contracted it. And it's just a good example, heartbreaking for NC State, but a good example of what can happen if you don't remain vigilant. And you know, part of that vigilance now that we have a vaccine is getting vaccinated, but there are also mitigation steps that you can take through social distancing and proper sanitization and the like. So, you know, I just think we don't want to be too quick to declare victory, because I think we do still have some challenges before us.
All right, Big 12 football, let's talk about that, a more pleasant subject. How excited are you for the upcoming football season inside your conference? Some great teams, great matchups.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a real strength of ours that we play everybody on a full round robin basis every year, and it makes for great rivalries, and we think great fan support and interest, and so it'll be another difficult year. I mean, you look at Oklahoma being selected as the preseason favorite for the sixth year in a row, and they deserve to be because they've played well and they've won championships and they have done the things that it takes to get that kind of respect. But I am absolutely confident in Iowa State as a top flight team. They had 19 of 20 super seniors coming back, and that says a lot about the coaching staff and a lot about the kind of kids that they have at Iowa State University. And I think the middle of our league will be as good as it's been in any year past. From top to bottom, I think we've got good football teams. TCU, West Virginia, Texas, Oklahoma State, you go on and on, and they're people that we know can compete at the national level and have done so. We were undefeated in the postseason last year, so we played a lot of good football, and it will be fun to get back to some semblance of normal in our stadiums, and the last thing we can do is relax. But I think we will be in a better circumstance than we were last year, and we're gonna plan for that to be the case.
I have to ask you, we of course representing the Orange Bowl. The Orange Bowl game this year is the semifinal game. I actually had the pleasure of sitting in your skybox a couple of years ago, courtesy of Bob Berta, when Oklahoma was here. Your thoughts on the Orange Bowl being a big part of the playoff and the Big 12 coming here and being a part of the Orange Bowl, and just your overall thoughts on Hard Rock Stadium and the Orange Bowl game.
Well, the traditions of the Orange Bowl are extraordinary, and we've had lots of experiences. I'm not sure anybody's been to the Orange Bowl more than the University of Oklahoma has. And, we're excited about the coming football season. Everyone's in the same boat. No one is injury-proof. We have to play the games, and I think in our conference you have to be ready every day, every Saturday, because you've got good teams, good coaches, people that can beat you if you're not careful. And so I expect it'll be a good season. I expect that we'll play well in the postseason when the time comes, and we'd love to come to South Florida. Of course, I've been to the Orange Bowl many times, but it's a special thing to go there with the team. The last time I was there with the team, our Stanford team came and had a great experience, and I just think that everybody that is affiliated with the bowl has done such a great job over such a long period of time, and we love the traditions. We love the involvement of the Big 12 in the Orange Bowl tradition, and really, really like the people that are involved. Eric Palms is among the very best bowl executives in the business, and the board. I've come to count many of them as my friends, and so in fact we have a couple of your best here this day from representing the bowl. So we're just it's like family, and it's like coming home when we get a chance to come to South Florida. And so would love to be there when the year ends.
Bob Bowlsby, Commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, is our guest. Commissioner, I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times, but we're on the verge of expanding the college football playoff. Your thoughts on, is it a positive move?
Yeah, I think it's a very positive move. I have to admit to being a little bit of bias because I was on the subgroup that formulated the recommendation. But I think 12 is, like all things, a compromise. It is big enough to be inclusive and to encourage participation. I think the positive impact it will have on the regular season is substantial, because I think there'll be 35 or 40 teams that are legitimately in the hunt to be in the playoff in mid-October when the first poll comes out, and by mid-November there'll still be 20 teams that are legitimately in the mix to be in the playoff. I think it will have a very positive effect on the regular season. I think it will be a great spectacular for college football. And so I'm very excited about it. You know, there were those that thought it was almost a fait accompli that it would be an eight-team expansion. And as it turned out, we just felt like having the six highest-ranked conference champions plus six at-larges was the right balance, and 16 seemed to be a little big. Eight didn't give us some of the advantages of at-large participation that we were looking for. So I feel very good about where we landed, and it's going to be a while before we know if it's manageable and workable in the near term. But, you know, I think whether we're able to do it midterm in the 12-year contract or whether we will wait until the sunset of the 12-year contract, I think is yet to be determined. But I think it will be a good future format, and I think it'll be very good for the regular season as well as the postseason.
I also thought, just to drift back to a year ago, that perhaps the communication that you had with Commissioner Swofford in the ACC and bringing the SEC in as well, I thought you guys worked pretty good to get us to a football season. We do have a new commissioner in the ACC now, Commissioner Jim Phillips. How is that communication working? How important is that to have you guys talking about football and moving forward again this year?
Well, we being the A5 commissioners, spoke every day from mid-March until early December. And so, and that includes weekends and Saturdays and Sundays and every weekday. So we spent a lot of time together. And, of course, Greg Sankey and John Swofford and Jim Delaney and now Kevin Warren and Larry Scott are all good friends and good colleagues. And Jim Phillips, I've known for 35 years, a very close friend. And so, you know, it's we collaborate just as much as we compete. And we, you know, try and beat each other's brains out on the playing fields. But we collaborate to make rules, and we collaborate to manage shared interests. And so, you know, I think we are in a good position. I think we have lots of work to do with college football and with college athletics in general, but you know that group of five conferences wins more than 90% of the NCAA championships, brings most of the equity to football and any other sport that you could name. And so, you know, those 65 schools really have a huge role in the future of college athletics and a huge position in the history of college athletics. And so it's up to us to engage and work through some of the challenges we have. I don't know that I could name a time in my 40 years in the business that there's been more change and more disruption, but through those changes and disruptions, there are also opportunities, and so we need to look for ways to capitalize on those.
Now, I was going to say, these are changing times in college athletics. You've been a real voice of reason. Thank you for being a guiding light to get us through this a year ago, and you better watch out. There are a lot of people out there that want to have a czar for college football, a czar for college basketball. They might knock on your door.
Well, you're kind with your comments. I appreciate it very much, and we we'll keep moving forward and see if we can take advantage of some of the opportunities.
All right. Hope to see you in the Orange Bowl game again. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.